Gurney's got it here, 102.3 XLC, Wes and Leah, and something that Gurney has just, it's not that it's new because it's at Six Flags, but the event has evolved into something really cool. I welcome Caitlin back from Six Flags Great America, who is the communications and marketing manager there. And Six Flags, a staple of Gurney. But now it is your chance to return back to Six Flags Great America for this holiday season.
Thanks, guys. Yes, we're so excited. Six Flags Great America, the return for the fourth season, Holiday in the Park Lights, and the Holiday in the Park Lights drive-thru experience is back for the second year, too.
Yes. Excuse me, because I misspoke. I forgot that you guys were actually doing this before the pandemic, but then it evolved with the drive-thru, which we'll get to that because there are two different things. There's two different dates. So before we talk about that, how is the park set up to view the millions of holiday lights-themed areas and festive music?
This is the most magical time of year at Great America. It's so much fun to celebrate the season and make merry memories with family and friends at Holiday in the Park Lights and the Holiday in the Park Lights drive-thru experience. We have over 3 million lights, multiple different theme sections. So you'll go from Candy Cane Lane to Winter Wonderland to Toyland.
That's awesome.
And there's just so many exciting things. We have the Midwest's largest pixelated synchronized light show in Kaleidoscope. So there's really something for everyone. There's live entertainment. It's fun for really all ages.
Now, I mentioned that the dates are different for the two different options. The first being the holiday park in, or the holiday in the park lights. When is that? That's already happening, right?
It is. So Holiday in the Park Lights, which is the traditional event, which our guests may know, you come into the park, you experience everything on foot. Opened Black Friday. It opened November 26th, and it's open select nights and weekends through December 30th.
Can you still do rides and what have you?
So this year, our coasters are hibernating, but our family attractions are available. So it's really fantastic for all the kids who are coming out as well. Those kids sections are open, and it's a really wonderful way to experience the traditional classics like the Columbia Carousel.
Right. Now, I know Santa came here to the mall at Gurney Mills the other day and did a little reading. Is Santa swinging by you guys over there at Six Flags?
Santa and Mrs. Claus are in the house until December 23rd, which, of course, you know, priorities happen. Mm-hmm. So Santa will be, he will be available for chit-chat at the Holiday in the Park Lights through December 23rd. And he and Mrs. Claus may also make some special waving appearances during the drive-thru.
Now, which the drive-thru is what has evolved during the pandemic, and the Holiday in the Park Lights drive-thru experience, that just opened last week.
That's right. We're so excited to bring back the drive-thru. It's a unique way to experience the theme park within driving the midway. So you're going to see all of those 3 million lights. You're going to see all of the theme sections. You're even going to see live entertainment as you drive on through. You can experience the soundtrack. You can scan a QR code and enjoy some holiday tunes while you drive on through. But it's a really fantastic, unique experience to drive your car through the theme park.
Yeah, that is really cool. How long do you think that takes?
It probably would take you anywhere between 30 to 40 minutes to drive on through. And that did open last week and is going to be open select nights through January 9th, actually. So into the new year.
Now, how do people go about making those reservations? Because I imagine you have to do that. You can't just drive up into the...
That's right. Reservations are required for the drive-thru experience. They are not required for Holiday in the Park Lights if you're coming on foot into the park. And to make reservations or to buy one-day tickets to either event, you can visit sixflags.com/greatamerica.
Now, I know doing this, you obviously have a passion for the holiday season, but what do you love most about Holiday in the Park Lights?
Holiday in the Park Lights is my favorite season at the theme park, so I'm all in. This year, we have a brand new holiday funhouse, which is really exciting. So what we've done is we've overhauled one of our haunted houses, actually, to make it a holiday house.
Oh, how fun!
And there's hundreds, thousands of lights, really, and characters to greet you throughout, and it's just a really fun, light, cheerful, seasonal experience. So that's something new and exciting for this year. And also the treats. You can't beat any of our seasonal treats. We have a caramel apple funnel cake this year,
yummy,
which is just to die for.
I swear I can smell the funnel cakes on like a nice breezy summer day. I can smell the funnel cakes from Six Flags where I live.
There's nothing quite like a funnel cake.
Oh, man. Well, thank you, Caitlin, so much for coming back in and talking about fourth annual Holiday in the Park Lights and the second year of Holiday in the Park Lights drive-through experience. Again, those two have separate dates that are going on right now. You could always get more information at SixFlagsGreatAmerica.com.
SixFlags.com/Great America, Leah.
Perfect. Thank you. And before I let you go, what's your gurney go to?
Riverside Cafe.
Oh my gosh. I finally brought my husband there the other day. It was fantastic.
The sweet potatoes are fabulous.
Sweet potato fries. I didn't have the sweet potatoes, but
do it.
I'm a sweet potato fan. Excellent, Caitlin. Thank you again.
Thank you.